Freedom Marshall, and I am the executive director of the Dunbar Pavilion. I've worked in nonprofit most of my career, and I believe my call in life is serving others and giving back. The Dunbar Pavilion really is one of the only spaces where the African American community can say that they own it, that they can come to it, that they can be their authentically Black selves. The legacy that the Dunbar was established to keep African American children out, to keep them segregated. And even though we've thrived through the inequalities and the injustices, we still celebrate that segregation in a way because it helped build us and it helped strengthen us and it helped build our character. Now we can say this is who we are. We have this sacred space for ourselves. Just like Dr. Martin Luther King, we have overcome and we are overcoming, and we're demonstrating that in the face of challenges and disadvantages, we can still thrive, and we are thriving, and we can help our children thrive in a community, in a society that, you know, it isn't always fair. But that's what the Dunbar, I get up with passion, I get up with purpose, and the Dunbar helps me to fulfill that purpose in life. And that's why I'm so excited about it, where it's been, but also where it's going in the future. We want to bring more community organizations to the Dunbar. We have the space, and there are organizations that have the people, and they have the programs. And how do we connect those so that we are making a difference in Tucson? And, you know, that's really what my focus is being that hub, but also bridging relationships so that we can do more. We really are better together in Tucson. Thank you for joining us as we celebrate our legacy, our legend, Dr. Martin Luther King, on this very special day, because KXCI sounds better with you.
This has been a community message for Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day programming from 91.3 KXCI Tucson.